Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Real friends, real laughs.
Star 102.5.
So, you know, I think if a lot of us were honest about it, we'd admit that we have this crazy out there fantasy that we know is not right in the head. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't really want it to happen.
No, but it...
You start thinking.
Yeah.
Occurs to you, it would be nice.
This guy in Virginia, though, he did. He made it reality. He got in a high-speed chase. That was his fantasy.
Okay.
To be in a police chase. So he said, okay, it's Wednesday, why not?
I mean, he actually acted on it. That's...
It's follow-through.
Yeah.
Crazy, but follow-through.
Right. Right.
Yes. Good job.
I know. It leaves you somewhat conflicted.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we wanted to hear yours. Do you have one that's just way out there? 280-1025. Okay, Terry, go ahead.
You know, if we're being honest here, I've got a really big itch to survive a plane crash.
I'm not flying with you.
Terry.
Ever. Nope. Okay. Nope. Ever.
I mean, you got to think about it, though, that the amount of adrenaline that you would have if the plane is soaring up in the air and then it just all of a sudden drops and things are spinning and falling from the overhead compartments and then everyone around you is absolutely losing it, you know? It would be incredible to be around people who have lost their minds completely while plummeting down, like, thousands and thousands. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could, and then to walk away from all of that.
By the way,
feel otherworldly.
Okay. You know what is not going to feel great is when you realize you lost bowel control at some point during all of that, and you got to clean yourself up.
The whole experience, you know.
I was going to say, if that's
walk away without a little mess.
Yeah. I was going to say, if that's the worst that happens, you're pretty lucky. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with Kurt. I hope we never fly together. No.
Anyone named? I'm going to ask for a flight manifest before I got any flight. Any Terrys on the flight? There
exactly.
is? No. Nope.
Because also,
I'll fly standby.
I'm picturing myself sitting next to Terry, and it's the one person on the plane that the plane's going down, and they're like, yes. That is very disconcerting.
Yeah, a little foam finger. For
sure
going
is.
Down.
Sure is. Okay, Terry. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
All right, Nancy. What's yours?
Well, first I'll say a disclaimer. This was before I made as much money as I do now.
Okay, so when you were broke, okay. All right.
A little
okay.
tougher times.
All right.
When I was really broke, I used to fantasize about being in a car accident. Nothing like really, really horrible, but getting hurt enough just to get a really nice payout where maybe I wouldn't have to work quite so hard. You know? Maybe a broken leg, an arm, something, you know? A wheelchair for a month or so.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know how much you're gonna. I don't know how much you're gonna get for that. I mean, usually I think the big payouts come for the big injuries. Okay, so you were broke and you thought, okay, there's being broke is worse than being in a car accident.
Sure,
that had a nice payout.
I mean, a shattered femur. heals.
This actually is turning into a very disturbing movie about what like atrocities are you willing to survive for a payout?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
somebody. I can't believe that movie hasn't been made. Or the reality
it's
show
like
hasn't been
Saw,
done. Yeah.
A different version of the Saw franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nancy. Glad things are going better for you now. Take care.
Me too.
Bye.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.